You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromholt, joined in the studio by a couple of returning faces to the show, one new face to the show. Want to welcome Tim, Christian, and Tyler into the studio. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Very happy to have you all here.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Now, this Saturday night is a big night at Blind Bob's. It is a concert not to be missed in celebration of friend, musician, awesome guy, Jeremy Frederick. Tell me about what's going to be happening that night at the show.
Are we going in alphabetical order? All right.
Whoever wants to start.
Well, it's a bunch of bands. We're going to get together and play with Christian's phone and play a bunch of old songs that Jeremy wrote with all of his best friends, and we're all going to play them for you and try to raise some money for his daughter's education fund.
And, you know, fans of this show probably remember Jeremy as being in Human Reunion, who played on Kaleidoscope a couple of years ago, but mm-hmm. he was in so many bands over the years. Tell me about, you know, your experiences playing with him and the different projects y'all were involved in together.
Jeremy and I were in our first band together in eighth grade called Sunken Giraffe, and we won the ninth grade talent show the next year. We were that good.
Was that the drum solo thing?
No, the drum solo was the year before. Oh, okay. That didn't really count as a band. It was two drummers.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a Sunken Giraffe tattoo, doesn't he?
And that was that before or after John was in Sunken Giraffe?
Sunken Giraffe started off with just a three-piece, and then John joined.
Did he win the talent show, or was he not there yet?
He was not there yet. It was instrumental.
Oh, sorry, John.
Yeah, it was instrumental.
And then you know, was obviously in Human Reunion and, oh my gosh, Cigar Head and Let's Crash and...
He was in Lazy. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
For a while.
He was the unofficial fifth member of Brainiac.
He was that guy.
That guy. he and I played together in The Dirty Walk.
Oh yeah, The Dirty Walk.
The Dirty Walk and, with Daryl Robbins.
And what was the other one? Tribal Nation.
Tribal Nation, also Heart Attack.
Oh, yeah, Heart Attack.
And did we say Let's Crash yet?
Let's say it again. Let's Crash.
Let's Crash.
We just heard a Let's Crash song.
Let's Crash, right?
Let's.
Now, Saturday night's going to be a big night of both existing bands, as we know them, you know, O Condor, Astrofang, kind of back together from...
Fang Union.
Yeah, yeah, a reunion of sorts. Crusher. And then there's a couple of other kind of, what do we call them, hybrid projects?
Well, there's also Aperiodic.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Matt Schultz and, what, Kevin Parrott and mm-hmm. a guy I don't know.
Ben.
I don't know Ben.
Me neither.
Sorry.
Great guy.
He's very nice, I'm told.
Great name.
But then there's also...
Solid.
There's a couple other kind of just people who are going to play some songs. And then
a lot of hop-ons.
Some hop-ons.
We're going to some hop-ons.
And then Tyler and me have a new band with Nate Peters and Burris Dixon. It's called Swim Diver.
Nice.
Not Swerve Driver, but Swim Diver.
not to be confused.
They're very similar.
Yes.
Yes, in almost
but wetter.
Zero ways.
Is that going to be the debut of Swim Diver, stage debut?
It is. We've been working on it for a couple of years, just on and off when we had time, and we started talking about doing this. Tyler made a list of demands, and one of the demands was that we played the show.
Mm-hmm. It's a good demand. Yeah, play show.
And so we said yes.
I'm very demanding.
I heard you have a long list of non-negotiables. Is that one of them?
Well, that's more personal life.
That's like a bunch of like
the less rock
non-negotiables and unmentionables.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So this show is to benefit the education fund for Jeremy's daughter Izzy, and I know that is this the first time that you guys have done a show like this to benefit Izzy, or was there another one last year?
There was kind of a what was more or less a wake. The night before his memorial,
Yeah.
And it was really cool. It was you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Astrofeng and Motobez already had a show.
It was a Blind Bob's anniversary
That's
show.
That's right. It was
too.
Like their anniversary. It was already Motobez, Astrofeng, and they were just so gracious and cool about us just coming in there and making it about Jeremy. And they gave the money to the Izzy's education, and we had some stuff there that you could donation
some,
box.
Like and records and old shirts and stuff that
Jeremy
people could
stuff.
Donate for.
Yeah, and you got some great music.
And so we decided we wanted to try to do something like that again, but more official, and this is more like a birthday party.
Yeah.
And less like a wake, I hope.
It's going to be festive, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
I think there's going to be a cake.
I did not know about
that. You didn't hear about that?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Let's see.
Who's going to jump out of it? Christian?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you in?
It's shaped just like Christian's mustache.
Oh, perfect.
Excellent. Delicious. Delicious.
Didn't want to ruin the surprise, but thank you for doing so.
Hey, they can't see you on the radio.
Yeah, his birthday.
It's still a surprise.
His birthday would be December 9th, just 2 days later. So, yeah, this is a celebration. And what's really cool is that all the bands are playing a ton of Jeremy's music.
Nice.
So people will recognize all the hits throughout the night and see his best friends and fellow musicians performing them. So I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I think it's going to be really cool to see, you know, some you know, original players and some new combinations of people, you know, putting their own spin on some of these older songs, some of which I know some of us, you know, haven't heard for many years, or, you know, have only heard, you know, old recordings of or whatever. It's going to be really exciting to hear those in a live setting.
I think it's important to keep a lot of his music in a live atmosphere.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. When I wrote an article right after Jeremy passed, I said that his music was like so ahead of its time and yet of its time. Like it really sort of captured, you know, a very specific era, you know, when I think of Dayton music, and yet it was so like far ahead of where a lot of other people were musically. So, and I think you're right, Christian. A live setting is absolutely the best way to hear it.
I think that's where his stuff just lives and breathes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Shall we hear another one? Tim, do you have another one that you wanna spin? Do we wanna do the Human Reunion track?
Yeah, we can do this song we never got to release. It's called Jacques Delort, and it's good.
Well, let's take a listen to that one, and we'll come back and talk some more.
All right.
Okay.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Here's an unreleased one from Human Reunion.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
mechanical squad. Shock to that, taking over your spot. Shock, shock to that, has a sexual plan.
Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. That was an unreleased track from Human Reunion, and we are talking about the celebration that's happening this Saturday night at Blind Bob's. It's a celebration of the life, of the music, of the presence in our music community of Jeremy Frederick. A lot of great bands are going to be playing. All the money raised is going to go to his daughter's education fund. It is an event worth attending. You're going to see a lot of cool collaborations. You're going to hear a lot of songs that you've either never heard before or haven't heard in quite a while on the stage. Now, as far as picking out like which of these songs you guys were going to bring back and bring out on stage, how did you even go about picking out, you know, did you choose your favorites? Did you choose your favorites to hear Jeremy play? How did you determine what you were gonna?
There was a lot of fighting.
There's
a lot of fighting.
Everybody hates Astrofang right now because they're doing some songs that everybody wanted to do.
Yeah, and Nick Eddy.
We made it a point to really pick everyone else's favorite songs.
Yeah. It's true. He called me up and he was doing a poll, like what everybody wanted to do, and then he just said, we're doing them.
Yeah.
I mean, it is Astrofang, you know.
Yeah,
if
I
you
understand.
Want us to play, it's non-negotiable.
It's true. Yeah. I gotcha.
No, I think a lot of the things was, there's some songs that are, especially with Human Reunion songs, there's some songs that it's hard to do, yeah. Like without them.
But what was so great about just Jeremy's, all of his amazing music is you find out someone stole one you wanted to do, and it was like, oh, well, there's like 400 other great ones.
Yeah.
That
oh, no.
Did we really steal?
Not my other favorite songs.
Is this just not coming to light to you, Christian?
new information.
We got new information coming in. Christian's embarrassed.
Bright red.
Am I?
Radio red.
Hey there, Radio Land. I'm bright red.
It is true that, you know, Jeremy just had so many good songs with so many different bands. It's like, in looking at that list that you guys put on the Facebook event, I had forgotten how many bands he was involved in. Like, you know, there were, I had a good number in my head, and the number you have on there, I was just like, oh, wow. I you know, he really.
Some of them I made up. They aren't real
bands. Oh, you just made them up? Oh, okay. Okay.
Untrue.
That's not a lie. I mean, that is a lie. What he said is not a lie.
It's true, false,
if
true
you, if
kind
you
of thing.
Count heckling, Jeremy was really a part of every band. He was a professional.
He's a professional.
Well, you know, honestly, he was like, I feel like he was like the guy, like the professional guy at being right in front of the stage, very vocally, you know, voicing his support for what was happening either on the stage or what wasn't happening on the stage that ought to have been, or what was happening in the audience that everybody should have been paying attention to. You know, I can always, you know, his home seemed to be right there, you know, in front of where all the action was happening if he wasn't actually on the stage.
He was always on stage.
I think the bands. I think the bands paid him.
You think the bands paid him?
Yeah, I really do.
We used to.
He made the shows. He made the shows better.
I can think of a couple of bands that definitely didn't pay him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was. I mean, he was just front and center. It doesn't matter who was playing. He just wanted to be in the middle of it and enjoy it as much as he could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And since he's been gone, everywhere you go, any show you're at, you really miss that,
so
that presence. Yeah, it's very quiet now.
It's public radio, you guys.
So that's what's going to be really great about Saturday, because it's all about him and his music. So he'll be there front and center again.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, it has been strange this past year and a half, like going to a show and just not running into him and having him like tell me like, oh my gosh, you need to have this band on your show because they're awesome, you know. That was kind of my common, you know, anytime I was out at a show, I would run into him and he'd have recommendations for me that he was very emphatic about, like, these are the guys that need to be on your show because they're awesome. And I loved that enthusiasm. It was really something special, like, to be enthusiastic, not only about your own music, but about what everybody else was doing, about what all of your friends were doing on stage.
Yeah, he was very supportive of the local music scene, big time.
Oh, yeah.
He was he was one of our earliest supporters.
Earliest
of the Astrophang?
Yeah.
The Friday Night Vampire Club?
Yeah. There's a few other names.
Grizzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz
I do.
can we hear that?
No.
No? Okay.
Yes. Aww. Yeah, actually, if you could just play the whole thing. Really
the whole quick. Thing, front mm-hmm. to back. Well, I do want to play one of these tracks from Let's Crash. Do you guys have a favorite that you want to hear?
The whole thing. Is a favorite.
Well, I don't know. You should just do Cry and Shame? Seems like a...
Cry and Shame?
Cry and Shame, not to.
What everyone's favorite is. Yeah. So we can play that.
Yeah. Astrofang says it's okay.
Okay. If it's Astrofang approved, then that's the one we need to play. Let's take a listen to this one. This is Let's Crash doing Crying Shame. And you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on YSO. I read all the books and I know that the lion's tame. I know that you trust all my love. Let's cry and shame. Crying shame, today. This is Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO, the community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. We are talking about a show that you don't want to miss. It's Saturday night at Blind Bob's. It is a celebration of the life and music of Jeremy Frederick. All of the proceeds are going to his daughter Izzy's education fund. And we've been listening to some of the various bands that Jeremy has played in over the years. And that one we just heard was Cigarhead. Did we figure out, was that an unreleased version or...
Yeah, that was from a couple songs they recorded that I don't think ever were released. They recorded with Steve Schmoll from Lazy. And I don't really know the story, what happened with them. I don't know what they were playing for.
It's almost called Birds of Prey.
It's on the box set. It's called Deep Cuts.
Deep Cuts box set. Gar Talk.
I don't know what that means.
Yet to be released.
Yes, TBR.
Blue Ribbon.
Yes.
Nice. What was it like, Tim and Tyler, playing in bands with Jeremy? Christian, did you play with him, I mean, in actual bands or just...
No, mostly just always on a lot of bills together over the years.
Gotcha. For Tim and Tyler, what was it like for you guys being in bands with Jeremy?
There's never a dull moment. I mean, it was a lot of fun. They had, with any band, you got your ups and downs, and it's like having a bunch of brothers that you hate and love at the same time. But overall, I mean, especially now, I really, really miss it. But even before, I missed it. So it's, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
There were different versions of Jeremy too during different stages of life and
or the hour of the night.
Yeah. Stages of the night. But I can just remember even just playing with him in junior high and high school. He's just always so much fun. We played at this place called Balloons in Miamisburg. I forget what the scene was there, but we would just play there and we would get paid enough for like a large Domino's pizza and a 2-liter. And then we'd go home and eat that, and that would be our big celebration, but it was so much fun. And we played oftentimes down there with a band called Liquid Drano, which Sheldon Mutter was in, and then Sheldon was later in Cigarhead, which we just heard with Jeremy. So it's all these friendships and musical connections were forged so long ago, and that's another really great thing about Saturday night is a lot of those faces and memories will be together on stage, including Sheldon.
Very cool.
Is Sheldon playing?
He is now.
Get ready.
Sheldon, you've been drafted.
You said it on the radio. It's going to happen now.
I thought he was. But...
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he's doing that Gar Jar thing.
Yeah.
Shh. That's one of the surprises, Tim.
You're a surprise.
Thank you.
So there will be some surprise appearances and songs in the works. That
yes, and apparently a cake.
And apparently a cake.
And
awesome.
Sheldon.
FYI, Sheldon.
Hey, what's up, Sheldon? This is everyone here on Radio Lake.
And Christian, you know, although you weren't in an actual band with Jeremy, you know, you guys shared a lot of bills, and you said he was one of the early supporters of Astrofang. What was it like, you know, being in a younger band, sharing a bill with this guy that had been in the scene, you know, for such a long time?
Personally, probably like everybody, you know, didn't really know what to make of him at first, and I just assumed that he hated us. But then he was very adamant that he did not. And it was just really cool, you know, just hanging out with him and getting to know him. It was like every time it was just like opening Pandora's box of information, and it's kind of like he would just tell me about these bands that he was in, and then I would go research him and find all of them. And I've just been a really big fan of his songwriting for a long time, and yeah, like they said, never a dull moment. He was a hero of ours. I think he influenced our music a lot.
I think there's also something to be said. I feel like with Jeremy, it was almost like at times it was more than just music. Like, it's almost like performance art, you know, because he would really put a lot into not just the making of the music on stage, but the whole experience of going to see one of his shows, whether that was just putting a lot into the music or the occasional costume or stunt or whatever. There was always just that little something extra with his onstage stuff.
Wasn't there a wizard cloak on top of a priest outfit?
There was a priest.
Well, we did the priest thing for a long time. One night we were down in Tennessee, or I think it was Tennessee somewhere. We played some weird little bar, and we walked in. There's all these like weird old, like, you know, Tennessean kind of people playing like Keno and watching Dukes of Hazzard at the bar, and he was like
horrible stereotype
jammed right in there with his priest. And it was like literally that's exactly what was there when we got there, and I was really afraid that we were going to have troubles, and then we did have troubles with the locals.
Okay. So, good story.
The end.
Oh, my gosh.
For some reason, I vaguely remember him wearing a priest costume. I remember the, like, old-style, like, red and yellow pajamas with the hat.
The Dickens gown.
The night before Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, with the sleep hat.
He wore that a couple times. One night he brought the... He found some giant wooden clown head on the side of the road and just brought it to the show. And we were setting up. He's like, "This has got to be in the perfect place." And I was like, "Oh, why? Why is that even here?"
He also did a little mini tour around Dayton with like a 7-foot-tall pencil.
Oh yeah.
He
put a lot of effort every night, even when he wasn't on the bill.
Oh yeah, he was always kind of performing. I mean, between just, you know, cheering the bands or playing in the bands or heckling the bands.
One of my favorite stories that Tim told me not too long ago was I think you guys were at Elbows and Jeremy decided he was going to hijack the mic.
Oh, yeah.
And do stand-up comedy.
Oh, yeah.
And
I think I wrote it out for you for the thing last year. It was like a Misfits tribute show.
Yeah, he just bombed horribly until the very last second.
Yeah, he kept going out there between songs and trying to tell jokes and nobody was having it. And
trouble with the locals.
And they'd kind of shove him off stage. And
the people in Dayton, too, were watching Dukes of Hazzard.
And he'd be like, "Oh, I'm going to do it again." And he kept doing it. And then finally, it was the point where he wouldn't even get to the stage. People were already booing. But they had this, that's how poorly it was going. But he was like, "I don't care. I'm going to do it again." And he went outside and they had this, what's that beanbag game? That
beanbag?
Cornhole.
Bags.
They had a big white cornhole board at Elbows in the patio, and he just grabbed it and ran up on stage, and they're booing and yelling, and he just puts his face through the little hole and just says, "Remember, kids, don't forget to brush your teeth." And then everybody loved him.
Then they couldn't get enough.
He stopped there. Like, he was ahead, and he, like, stopped, and the rest of the night it was okay, and nobody wanted to throw us out anymore, and there's no more booing.
No more trouble with the locals.
Jeremy.
No more trouble with the locals. Natives.
Dressing up as a giant tooth. I do recall that. Yes.
Yeah, we oftentimes were getting kind of chased out of different bars in Dayton, especially when we were doing human reunion stuff. Hmm. They'd always let us back eventually.
He and I got chased out of a couple bars.
Yeah?
Yeah. Non-musically related.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not always music related.
Yeah, there were a few bands, B-A-N. S.
Yeah.
Over the years. But they were always lifted.
They're always lifted after.
You could stay mad at him.
Nobody could stay mad at him.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. He had too much love to give.
Shall we hear another song?
Let's hear another song.
All right. I've got another Human Reunion one loaded up, unless you guys have another pick.
I'm okay with Human Reunion.
Okay. All right.
Is it everyone's favorite?
Everyone's favorite?
I'm just trying to gauge what I should be covering.
Oh, this one is one that I play on the show fairly often, so I would think it's a favorite. This one's Maxine Vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
And now Astrofang's covering it.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
All right. Okay.
Hey, no problem.
Let's take a listen to this one.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
another track from Human Reunion. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We are talking about this Saturday show at Blind Bob's. It is a celebration of the life and music of Jeremy Frederick. As far as the lineup goes, guys, how did you put together the lineup? Did you kind of put a call out, or was it kind of just like, oh, hey, you know, we're kind of thinking about doing this, and the lineup was pretty much set once the idea happened?
Well, we formed a committee, and then
Astrofang dictated.
And then we formed a committee and decided that
right.
Everybody in the committee was like, well, my band's playing. So then we had four bands right away. And then
that pretty much is true.
And then it was whoever else kind of jumped in, and we had to kind of draw a line at some point because, I mean, it could be like a 3-week long thing if we let everybody in. But, you know, if things go well, maybe next year there'll be another one.
I was going to ask, are you guys aiming to kind of make this a yearly thing if it seems like it's...
Why not?
Christian says yes.
What else are we going to do?
C. Wright also says yes.
Taking a vote on his behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could be a possibility. I mean, it's got a nice little festival-y kind of title, North of Nowhere South.
North of Nowhere South. That's the name of the thing. That's where you're going Saturday night.
Yeah. North of Nowhere South.
Literally.
At Blind Bob's, 480 East 5th Street.
430, yes. 45403.
Which is a Jeremy Bukowski reference.
Yes.
One of his absolute favorites.
Was that like a heart attack song?
I believe so.
It's Saturday night, and music's starting at 9, so...
Yes, 9 o'clock sharp. So
yeah, there's like 6 bands or something, or 7 maybe. So there's we're starting
there's
early.
3 to 7 bands.
3 to 7.
Somewhere there in the middle.
And every band's the headliner. So
it is
like
true.
It.
That's really not what I agreed upon. I decided to play.
Oh, boy. Now, seriously, every single band has got great talent in it and great songs you do not want to miss. Jeremy's, especially right out of the gate with Crusher. They actually, we didn't mention that earlier, that was the most hideous thing that happened in this whole thing, is they stole a song right out from underneath Swim Diver.
Yeah.
That they're doing.
We were at the committee. Mm-hmm. Crusher... Nick was not at the committee.
No, he was not. And I found out from Nick at Kroger Fresh Fair on Stroop.
Oh, my God.
And it was a devastating grocery trip.
And Tyler called the song at the committee.
Oh, man.
I did. And Ian was there, and he's in the
Such
band,
a pushover.
So, man.
There should be some kind of rock and roll battle mechanism
well,
to deal with this.
There's going
to
be penalty fees. Like, he's going to have to pay some like reparations for it. Ian is.
Yeah, well, he's had a rough couple weeks in the motel bed.
Oh, the Tobin van.
Motel beds van got stolen.
Anybody have a catalytic converter we could donate to motel beds?
You actually don't need one.
Oh, you don't? Is
no,
it an emissions thing?
What if they bring e-check back?
They won't.
What if they bring it back?
They won't.
What if somebody wants to steal it again?
I have an extra one.
Okay.
Okay.
We're good.
My van has two.
The motel beds will travel.
The whole box
travel all right.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, the whole night's going to be amazing from start to finish. And you don't want to miss a single second of it. And it should be super duper packed. You want to make sure you get in. And
we're not joking around. It's
and all the money's
going
to go to a good cause.
Yeah, it's actually at 9 o'clock.
This is not like one of these things where we're tricking you into coming early.
This is not date and time. This is real,
no,
real
this
life
is
time.
Real time.
There's too much going on.
If you come at 11, you're going to miss everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't want to do
Except
that.
Except the stuff that happens after 11.
Right.
Right.
But the stuff that happens before 11 is going to be awesome. So you want to be there.
And the stuff after 11 won't be as good to you. It builds up.
You have to have the whole arc of the evening. So get there at 9.
Mm-hmm. 8:30.
8:30. Even better.
8:30 even.
What do you want to do? Let's go hang out.
Face painting, balloon animals.
Balloon painting.
Balloon painting.
Face animals.
Face animals, yes.
I will be manning the balloon painting booth.
Excellent. Excellent. Go see Christian about a painted balloon.
Astrofang usually paints people's faces at shows, right?
Yes.
Do a lot of face painting?
But unintentionally.
It's been a minute.
All of that and so much more. It's Saturday night at Blind Bob's. So the lineup as I have it is Crusher, Swim Diver, O'Condor, Astrophang, and Aperiodic.
Correct.
And other surprises.
Special guests.
Sheldon.
He's got his own band now. One-man band. He's opening and headlining.
Awesome. Yeah.
And there'll be lots of special guests. And the best part is that all the people we're talking about are all people that were very close to Jeremy, very close friends, fellow musicians, and they all consider it an absolute privilege to be a part on Saturday night to play his music. So it's going to be a blast.
It's going to be a night of celebration, of good music, of, you know, our musical family coming together here in Dayton for one of our own. It is Saturday night at Blind Bob's. It's a celebration of the life and music of Jeremy Frederick. That lineup again: Crusher, Swim Diver, O'Condor, Astrophang, and Aperiodic. Music starts at 9, so get there at 8:30. I'm not kidding about the 9 o'clock.
And you all guys are all grounded.
That's right. You're all grounded if you show up late.
Go to your room.
All of the proceeds go towards the education fund for Jeremy's daughter, Izzy. It's going to be a night of great music, and we'll get some links up to all the info on the Kaleidoscope Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, we're going to go out with one more song. I've got another...
What is it?
I've got another Human Reunion one queued up, unless there's something...
Can we play a Dirty Walk? Is that allowed?
Is it there?
There's Dirty Walk all on the CD, I think.
Yes, there are.
We can't.
Toilet Knife, definitely not.
Can't.
You can't do the one about the farmer's wife.
I don't know which one that is.
How about we do the Human Reunion song? And if we determine while that one is playing that we can play one of the others.
We'll have a bonus.
Yeah, it'll be a bonus.
We'll start a committee.
After this. Yeah, we'll start a committee. We'll play this song, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Excellent.
Committee. Awesome.
I just made the Facebook group.
Perfect. It's perfect.
Thanks for the invite.
Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
I really
very
appreciate
much.
You coming out.
I like this interview on Facebook.
You like it?
I liked it.
Awesome. Let's take a listen to this one right now from Human Reunion.